Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am here to have the session Questions with the Queen, episode number 60, I think it's 69 actually. So I am super excited to answer the question that I have been given this week. I've been taking a little bit of a break this summer and just now getting back into the swing of things, so I am so excited to be back on the radio sharing. But the question is this week is, what have I learned doing this live event? As most of you know, on Friday, I will have my first business conference, the I Love Business Conference. And I am super excited about the lives that will be touched and the training that will be given this weekend. But I have learned several things that I just wanted to share with you today. If you were hosting a live event, there are some things that you can do to make things better. And I just encourage you to do these 6 points that I have for you. Number one is video. Video spread the message much better. I had some beautiful posters and flyers and whatnot, and I was making some progress. But when I got the video, that's just really a 3-minute video that really increased the number of people that saw my information. And I am really now hooked on video because I see how it can really change things when you're doing some type of advertisement. So video would be my first thing. And make sure you get with someone who knows how to do a professional video. That makes a difference as well. So I just encourage you to get a nice video done of your event and what you intend to make happen at that event. That's my first point. Second point is be consistent. For me, this will be an annual conference, so I'm just letting people know at the end of the conference it will be the first weekend in November next year, and I just plan to be very, very consistent and just plan to start something that I can continue for years to come. So just being consistent, knowing what you're going after, and then just being that person that can say, okay, I am going to plan now for the whole year for the next one. So super excited about that. And be consistent also in your pricing. For me, I started out at a higher price. I ended up lowering that price, and I've had much more traction when I lowered the price. Not that we discontinue the value or anything, but we know that people's pocketbooks are smaller, especially now during the holiday time. So I have to always keep that in mind. So I will always have a $97 conference. I won't go back up to 100 and something anymore just because the time of the year and really the population that I'm attracting, I want people that are new to business that have never maybe started a business before. I want them to use this conference as a gateway to learn more. So just be consistent in your timing, how you handle your conference, how you handle your event. Just be consistent in whatever you do. Okay, number three tip that I want to share with you is personally invite people. And I say that because people that may not have seen, many times social media, if you haven't been on it all day or if you miss a week or whatnot, you can really miss a lot. So when you personally invite somebody, and I use Facebook Messenger because that's just a real good way, and also email, that's a real good way to make sure that people see it. When you personally invite people, they can tell you no at that point. That's fine, but at least they have the information. See, I believe that people need information to make great decisions, and when they don't have information, that's when they sometimes make bad decisions. So I think it's important for you to personally invite people. And with that, you can start early with your save-the-date cards and just letting people know, hey, this conference is coming up in 12 months. You know, hey, save the date. Put it on your calendar right now. As you're planning your 2017, put this on your calendar. I have a lot of people in different states that are now planning to be here for 2017, and that's what's so important. So I would say personally invite people. Number four, brand ambassadors. Others buying into your vision. And I tell you, that is so, so important. When you do that and when you make people a part of your vision, oh, my goodness, it's so important. And I just am so excited that I am going to be launching the Brand Ambassadors Program, where I share my vision with others and really get people in on the conference for next year and really help me by promoting it and whatnot. So I'm excited about that. And many times we need to do a better job with our speakers being brand ambassadors and making sure they're appropriately sharing the information and more than one time, and, you know, just really making sure that they're helping the cause of getting people to the conference. So really think about that when you're picking speakers and when you're looking for brand ambassadors. You want somebody that has a following that really can, you know, push the needle for you. So it's so important that you do that. Five, there's no why people should attend your event. I tell you, I have learned so much just by kind of really sitting down and saying, why would I attend this? If I was new to business, why would I attend this? Well, teaching people how to make sure that they understand the ins and out of business, you know, so important. We all are going to have to be teaching on several different areas. So I just want to make sure when the person leaves, they're well-rounded. Now, they may not have 100% of the information that they need, but they're going to have a really good feeling and a really good feel that they're going to feel like they've been trained. So I am super excited about that as well. So just making sure that people get the information that they need and that they can really apply it to their lives and change their life for the better. And then my number six reason, number six thing that I've learned, make your event fun. Life is full of humdrum things and so many things not going well for people. Make your event something that people can look forward to. I have so many people calling me saying, I am so excited to have so much fun this weekend. So I want people to have that in their heart and their minds where they know, if I come to a Sheryl Jones event, I'm going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to be able to let my hair down and just have a great time. So make sure your events are fun for people and they look forward to them. So this has been Sheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with Questions with the Queen, episode number 69. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.